great, and we'll return to Mars in just a moment, because it's that time of year when we're all thinking about holidays. So do you fancy something a little different this year? Something out of this world? No, not a Total Recall experience, even if they are remaking the film, but the space tourism industry could have the perfect trip for you.
Yes, whether you're a billionaire, millionaire, or just incredibly wealthy, there are plenty of options available. I went along to the third European Space Tourism Conference, held recently at the Royal Aeronautical Society in London, to talk to some of the key players.
I'm Andrew Nelson. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at X-Core Aerospace.
What are you offering then? If I was in the market for a space tourism adventure, what would you offer me?
I'd offer you a pinnacle life event. I'd offer you excitement. I'd offer you adventure. I'd offer you some wonderful experiences with people like yourself. But really, at the heart and soul of it, we'd offer you an opportunity to explore who you are and what you're made of.
And in practical terms, what would you actually give me?
I understand. You would get a flight to the edge of space in the Lynx suborbital space plane, where you sit in the cockpit with all glass around you, with a real astronaut to your left, and you're not in the back of a bus with windows and that sort of thing, but you're right up front. If you get on an airplane and you would much prefer to turn to the left than the right, you're probably a good customer for us.
So how many people would you be flying with each flight? Just the one and the astronaut?
That's correct. It's a personal experience just for you. So you sit in the cockpit, it's just two people that are in the Lynx, the pilot astronaut and yourself.
And what sort of cost am I looking at?
You're looking at $95,000.
Tom Shelley, president of Space Adventures.
Let's say I have, I don't know, $50 million to spare. I should say I don't. What could you offer me for that?
For $50 million, we're able to arrange a flight on a Russian Soyuz spacecraft up to the International Space Station. This would require a little commitment of time beforehand to do some training. Then you would fly off the Soyuz with two professional cosmonauts or astronauts out of Baikonur in Kazakhstan. It takes a couple days to reach the space station. And then once you're on board, you'd live and work alongside the professional crew that make up the space station. Spend about 10 days living on board, doing whatever projects that you've designed carried with you, or just admiring the view, because you're 250 miles above the Earth, going around the Earth every 90 minutes. So absolutely spectacular experience.
Virgin Galactic is on track to be the world's first commercial space line, and today is a major milestone.
Let's have your name and how you'd like to be described.
Stephen Attenborough, Commercial Director for Virgin Galactic.
Sell me your products. What would I get if I signed up with Virgin Galactic?
The first way I would sell this is to say that it's the only real system today. So it's proven, it's real, and it has been specifically designed to give as many people as possible an affordable, fantastic experience. It's the astronaut experience, so it's the rocket ride to space. It's having a big cabin that you can float around in zero gravity. It's got big windows, so you've got fantastic views of the Earth. It's all run by Virgin, so you're going to have a fantastic experience, and you'll come back an astronaut with, I think, memories to last a lifetime.
$200,000 is the sign-up fee at the moment, and you've not flown anyone yet. You've obviously got a market for that. There's enough people that it will sign up for that. But is there a point where it goes down in price for people like me? The kind of economy, the economy experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we're successful, then the market says the price will go down. Well, generally speaking. I know there will be an economist out there that tells me that's not always the case. But, you know, in our world, it will. Because, you know, we'll see competition come in. We'll see economies of scale. We'll see probably better technologies, more efficient technologies. And anyway, you know, we have a philosophy. The reason we're doing this in some ways is to make space progressively affordable for more people.
My name is Art Dula. I'm the chairman of Excalibur Almaz Limited, an Isle of Man company.
Why, if I wanted to go into space, would I come to your company?
Our work is orbital and beyond low Earth orbit. We're in the business of private expeditions into outer space.
And what does that mean? What sort of things are you looking to do, in the short term at least?
In the short term, we're rehabilitating and refurbishing, updating a number of very expensive assets. Two of them are very large space stations that will have electric propulsion on them. One type of propulsion to go from the Earth to the Moon. The other four spacecraft we have are reusable atmospheric return vehicles. They were built during the Cold War by the Russian military. And they're still very robust. They're still completely functional. We're updating them with modern avionics and equipment. In the longer term, we're forming a private expedition. Now, this expedition will be in the tradition of the great British expeditions that explored the South Seas and the Indian Ocean and learned about the world. We're trying to know the world in a new way and to make Britain a spacefaring society, from seafaring to spacefaring, and we hope to be of service.
So are you going anywhere? I mean, the same way we went to Antarctica, we went to the north, we explored the South Seas. I'm talking about Britain here. Would you go somewhere, or are you talking about discovery in low Earth orbit?
No, we're not going to stay in low Earth orbit. Our station spacecraft will be launched in the low Earth orbit. It's very large. It's 90 cubic meters, which is six times as big as the American Orion capsule. And it'll be the biggest manned spacecraft that's ever been launched. We're going to take that spacecraft and take a crew of three, and we're going to go out toward the Lagrange point, the Euler-Lagrange point, where no human has ever been before, and then turn and fly back close to the moon, use the moon's gravity to bend the ship back to the Earth, end up in low Earth orbit, and come home. It'll take about 6 to 8 months. It's a real exploration of discovery to specific places that have great scientific interest.
Extraordinary, isn't it? Art Dula from the Isle of Man company Excalibur Almaz. You also heard from Virgin Galactic, Space Adventures and X-Core. Let's have a quick poll around the table. Sanjeev, which of those options, if money was no object, you know, you're a well-paid academic, which one would you go for?
Well, I've got air miles with Virgin, so I want to use my air miles.
I think you need an awful lot of air miles for that.
I've got an awful lot of air miles.
Okay, you go for Virgin Galactic.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, what about you, Jerry?
Oh, I'd have to go for the trip to the ISS.
I mean, to the International Space Station, yeah.
10 days on there doing experiments and looking out in the world. Oh, that's got to be something.
I think that's the one I go for. It's orbital. You've got to go for the orbit experience. Otherwise, the others just strike me as a bit of a joyride. But Sue loves that sort of thing.
I love
that sort of thing.
I am the first in line for anything that looks as though it might make you vomit, you know, in a thing. But having said that, listening to them all, I would go for the Soyuz, the training, the experience, the whole period on the space station. Although it was interesting to sort of hear the little slight digs between people, like the X-Corps guy said, you know, it wouldn't be like at the back of a bus. So you know that's a reference to Virgin Galactic.
The pinnacle life experience?
Yeah, yeah. The sort of who you are. And I
sorry,
must admit,
my American accent is terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we'll get letters. But the Art Dula guy, when he said an expedition, which sounded interesting, but then the Lagrange point, I thought, no. When he said it's in the great British tradition of exploration, the only thing that went through my head was, what you mean everyone dies? I'm thinking of Scott of the Antarctic, which I'm not sure he should always use that as a selling point. OK, we've got Shackleton, but, you know, that's not necessarily the first thing that comes
Jerry,
to mind.
Jerry, what do you think of that Excalibur Almaz plan? They've got some serious hardware. And a lot of this is Soviet military hardware rather than the civilian space program from the Russians. Do you think it's realistic?
Well, it could be. I mean, the Soyuz launcher is basically the same vehicle that launched Sputnik back in 1957, you know, just with a few modifications. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of the most reliable launchers that there is. And I'm quite staggered by the size of the vehicle, but also by the vision that he has of going out to the Lagrange points. Now, this is something that really strikes a chord with me, because one of the presentations I do is about colonies in space, which is based on the work of Gerard O'Neill from the 1970s. And he was talking about building huge colonies out at the Lagrange points, cylinders 4 miles in diameter, 20 miles long, that could house 10 million people.
The point about the Lagrange point is there's an area of space where there is you're not influenced by gravity from anywhere. So you could just stay there, couldn't you?
That's it. The point about the L4 and L5 points, which are at the same distance of the moon, but 60 degrees behind it and 60 degrees in front of it, those are gravitationally stable. If you start to move away from one of those points, then the gravity of the Earth and the Moon will bring you back in line. And by building it with materials, 95% will come from the Moon. So you're not lifting stuff up from Earth. And then the colonies could construct the large solar power satellites, which could then deliver power to Earth and solve our energy crisis.
Well, this is the Space Boffins podcast in partnership with the Naked Scientists. Our guests are Jerry Stone from Spaceflight UK and Sanjeev Gupta, a scientist working on the Mars Science Laboratory.